servicemen and women. We honor them in May during National Military Appreciation Month. Remember them now and always. Brought to you by Easley Lawn and Garden, locally owned and operated by a veteran, and Parham Smith and Archenhold, a medical malpractice law firm.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. Hey, Ramona.
Yes?
If today is the 21st of May, then you should have a nice, even number.
There's only 100 days before the start of college football season.
That's right. And so the number was 100, even 100?
Yes.
100, is that right? 100? 100. So that also means there are only 50 days remaining until the road rage countdown to a national champion begins. Because as promised, way back when, I said not only when we started this process, but that when we got to 50, I would start counting you down with a team a day from 50 to your national champion. So we will endeavor to do that. We're only 50 days away from the start of that countdown. You can almost feel it in the air, Ramona. It is happening. You know, I was, strangely enough, I was actually out today. And so I was driving, which gave me a chance to listen, because I really haven't had a chance to listen to anything for quite a while now. And I heard Kelly and Kwok discussing quarterbacks. You know, of course, I did my ACC quarterback list.
It's actually
way
both.
Back when?
It's ACC and SEC that you did on March 5th.
What do you mean? I combined them?
Well, I have them both here, and it says as of March 5th.
Oh, okay, so I did both. I did each separately.
Yes.
See, I don't even know. I don't know what was known then. What was the date of that?
March 5th.
You know, and I heard some interesting things. Some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with. That's the subjective nature of it all. You know, I know there was a little talk about Ian Book being a top quarterback. I don't see that at all. For me, like, Ian Book is, as I said yesterday, Ian Book's like the 50th best quarterback. He doesn't have any of the prerequisite skills. That's my problem with Kyle Trask. My problem with Trask is he's not an NFL quarterback. You know, the dilemma with ranking quarterbacks is, are you ranking the actual skill of the quarterback? Are you ranking the system? Are you ranking the skill players around them? It's like the same issue that comes up at draft time when, you know, you've got to take the player out of the system and or substitute other players in your mind into the system and ask yourself how they would compare. It's a challenging thing because, again, it gets down to what you're actually ranking. And that's the dilemma in it. For example, I know, you know, Kellen Clark was discussing the Big 12 quarterbacks. I think the Sanders kid at Oklahoma State is way better than people think. Way better. I think he is a very, very dangerous player. I just don't think he's been healthy in his young career. And that's why I think Oklahoma State's worth a few pesos if you can get them at 100-1 to win the national title. But, you know, you get to a player like Kyle Trask, you have the same dilemma you had with the Jake Fromm. What are you actually ranking? Like, from a talent standpoint, Kyle Trask is nowhere near the best quarterback in the SEC. I mean, not even remotely in the conversation. But I think Kellen Clark both had him one. Well, you know, again, you can make that case if you're talking about, as a college player, what does this guy do in this system to lead your team? Now, if you're evaluating also based on talent, then you couldn't have Kyle Trask anywhere near one. He'd be middle of the pack, maybe. You know, that's the dilemma. The most talented quarterback in the SEC is Bo Nix. And I don't think it's remotely close. Now,
yeah, he's one on here.
Oh, he's one?
That's what you have.
See, I have no
Bo
idea.
Nix, Auburn,
I don't
one.
Know what. Okay. See, I don't know what that list says. All right. I've not seen it since I did it. I have a vague recollection of it. And I don't want to spend all day on this. I thought it was an interesting conversation. But the most talented quarterback in the SEC is easily Bo Nix. Easily. The second most talented quarterback is KJ Costello. Of the experienced guys, without including true freshmen like Young, who could change that dramatically. But of the experienced guys, if you're just talking about a talent standpoint, like, for example, there's a chance that both Nix and Costello are future round one draft picks. Costello, this next draft. Because he's 6'5", and he's 240 pounds, and he has a big arm. And, you know, again, I think the question is, how much time does he have to learn this offense and et cetera? Now, the kid went to Stanford, so I assume he's smart, and he's going to need to be, because I think it's a difficult challenge to learn this offense and to become proficient in it when you don't have spring football. You know, and I thought Kelly and Kwok's conversation regarding Costello was interesting, and I think in a way they're both right. You know, Kwok had ranked Costello highly, and Kelly had questioned the amount of time he's going to have to learn that offense. Both those things are true. I mean, I don't think there's an easy answer there. I don't think there's an easy answer there. All right. I'm curious, Ramon. This is sort of like the reveal, and I may well have changed my mind on some things since then, but there were certain things I believed way back before anyone believed them, like Cunningham of Louisville, who I ranked very highly in the ACC way back at the beginning of March. Because let me say one other thing.
Three.
You know, he didn't play especially well against Clemson, but if you go back and watch that game, he had several long would-be touchdown throws dropped in that game. including one right at the beginning. It was a 55-yard strike for an easy score, and it was just dropped. And so, you know, you can't just rely on stats. You have to have seen these things to really know. But, you know, he had some significant vertical throw drops in that football game. They weren't going to win the game anyway, but, again, his numbers really should have been significantly better than they were in that game. All right, just out of curiosity, Ramona, again, I asked you to get this when I was driving. And as you know, I hold true to most of the same fundamental beliefs. And I would imagine if I were to do this over, my list today would closely resemble my list from that time period. In fact, let's just try that, all right, at the top. We're not going to do all of it. Starting in the ACC, all right?
Okay.
Okay, again, I did this when? March 5th?
March 5th.
Okay, as God is my witness, I have not seen this list since then. It's been completely out of mind until I heard that conversation with Kelly and Kwok as I was riding home today. I have not looked it up. I just got into the seat.
Okay, you want me to go back from 14, right?
No. I don't want you to say anything.
Oh.
I'm going to give you what I perceive to be sort of the top five in each league, top three, top five in each league, and I want to see how it matches up with what I said then. All right?
Okay.
You following me?
Yeah.
Okay. So one in the ACC for me would have been Trevor Lawrence, would be Trevor Lawrence today.
Right.
I'm assuming that when I did this at the start of March, that Trevor Lawrence was my one.
Right.
Two is easy. Two is Sam Howell. It's inarguable.
Right.
Okay. I mean, when you consider what Howell did as a freshman, it is inarguable in the same system with multiple 1,000-yard receivers returning and everything else. He is two. I mean, he's a threat at one. He's two. All right? So that hasn't changed. Three, I think I said then, because I was so high on him, Cunningham.
Right.
And then four would have been De'Aaron King in a new system at Miami.
Right.
Okay, so right off the top of my head, I can retell my story because nothing changes for me. I evaluate the talent, and it hasn't changed. Five. I'm just bumping around the league thinking about five. Five. Either Hooker or Pickett.
Do you mean to tell you? It's Hooker.
Yeah. Who'd I have?
Hooker.
Okay, Hooker at five. Who is six?
Six is...
All right, so I'm going to turn it over to you now, all right? Because I've matched every single one without looking from a list I compiled months ago. All right, so start it over. Start at the top and run it back for me.
Okay, Trevor Lawrence is one.
Yep.
Sam Howell is two.
Yep.
Mikael Cunningham is three.
Yeah.
De'Aaron King is four.
Uh-huh.
Hendon Hooker is five. Sam Hartman is six. Kenny Pickett is seven.
Now remember, Hartman was the Wake Forest starting quarterback before Jamie Newman took the job. And Hartman came in as a gunslinging true frosh who demonstrated all sorts of ability. He just took too many risks. And he needs to sort of rein himself in and play a little bit more mature, in a more mature style as a player. But the talent is absolutely there with Hartman. So Hartman makes perfect sense at six. Yeah, six. Is that where he was?
Yes, six.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven.
Seven is Pickett.
Yeah. Pickett's better than people think. He actually improved his arm strength. He looked pretty good throwing the football last year. They totally transformed from the year prior where they were a power running team. They became a pass happy team last year under their new offensive coordinator. And my guess is they're going to continue that. So he's going to have his second year with some continuity in that system. And Pickett should have a big year. Pickett is better than people think. He's a little tougher than people think. He's a good athlete. Pickett's a lot like Brock Purdy of Iowa State. Go ahead.
8 is Devin Leary.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting because I was wondering where I had Devin Leary, and I had him as high as 8. When I did this back in March, and I'm telling you today, he's the NC State quarterback that I spoke about the other day. He has a very live arm. He is a talented young guy. He is a player that is going to be very interesting to watch in terms of this season and his level of progression, because he could be the big surprise. I'm telling you this on the 21st of May. And actually I told you really at the beginning of March, the same thing. He has a big arm, very live arm, and he could be the big quarterback surprise in this league this year. Mark the tape.
Okay.
All right. What's 9 is
Blackman.
Yeah, we don't. And again, I think I said this then. We don't really even know who Florida State's quarterback is going to be. So, you know, we're to the point of just throw-ins here.
10 is DeVito.
You know, DeVito has ability. I mean, DeVito's a pocket passer. He doesn't give you the running ability that Dungy did. But if you can let him throw from a clean pocket, he's much higher than this. DeVito can throw the football. I just wonder what sort of mess Syracuse is. DeVito has a pretty live arm and is a pretty accurate passer. If he can set his feet, he can really hurt you in the pass game. He's much better than a 10 ranking would suggest. It's just all the peripheral stuff around him. Okay.
11 is Grossel.
Yeah, BC quarterback, and we'll see. I think he has a pretty good arm, a better arm than people realize. He has some ability, and I think he showed that last year. And I think the new coaching staff is going to dramatically help him.
12 is Armstrong.
You know, I like Armstrong, the new Virginia quarterback. He's a lefty, tough kid, came in with some acclaim, thick kid, been waiting his chance. And now it's going to be his baby, and we'll see how he plays. I think he has real potential. Year one, replacing a guy like Perkins is not going to be easy, but I believe in what Bronco Mendenhall is doing at Virginia.
13 is Bryce.
Yeah, I think Chase Bryce has some ability. It's a challenging situation when you transfer into a new system. David Cutcliffe is allegedly going to take over the play-calling duties this year. We'll see whether that benefits Chase. But I just keep thinking back to Daniel Jones, who wound up being, you know, the number 6 pick of the NFL draft. And Daniel Jones had really limited success under David Cutcliffe. Really limited. I mean, and again, a much better talent, better athlete, had very limited success. I mean, completely like 58% of his throws. His yards per attempt were horrible. I just think it's a difficult situation. We'll see how that plays out. All right.
And 14 is Graham.
You know, and again, he has ability. He was a 4-star kid coming out. Georgia Tech, Paul Johnson, Georgia Tech beat out Alabama to get him. Alabama wanted him as a cornerback. That speaks to his degree of athleticism. But he has a very live arm. He's very mobile. I mean, he's definitely a dual threat player. I don't know what Georgia Tech was doing all last year with him. I'm glad they finally settled on him. And they have some talent now. at receiver, and they certainly still have some talent at running back. It's just whether that coaching staff can get the best out of him. I think that's yet to be determined. And we're going to talk a lot about coaches today. So there was my ACC list from back at the beginning of March. And as I just did it over today, I would do it the exact same way. There would be no changes. I think those slots are actually fairly easy, especially at the top. The SEC is a little bit different, and we'll touch on that when we get back. Walt Tipula, Road Rage, quick break.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Interviews, the most sought after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Walt Tipula, Road Rage. We are back. A couple things. Texas says, what about Chase Bryce at Duke? Does he have to sit out a year? He does not. He's good to go. But I just think it's a very difficult situation. Again, for me, it's pretty simple. Daniel Jones was the number six pick in the draft. Way better talent than Chase Bryce. No offense. Just a way better talent than Chase Bryce. And he did not play well for David Cutcliffe. And he was in that system. I mean, he completed 58% of his passes his last, well, his career. And his yards per attempt were abysmal. So if Daniel Jones couldn't do anything in that offense, why is Chase Bryce going to go in there as a new player and do anything? I just think it's a very difficult situation. I think in general, transferring into a place is a difficult situation. And this isn't really about Chase. It's about, now look, David Cutcliffe's taking over the play calling duties. Maybe that was part of the promise. I don't know what that's going to mean. Cutcliffe to me is on his way out. So I guess we'll see. Tester 940 says, you got Derek King at Miami rated very highly. Does Miami have any history of coaching up quarterbacks lately? No, none. And again, I have Derek King fourth. So I don't think I have him rated that highly. I mean, he was a Heisman Trophy candidate before the injuries and all the upheaval at Houston. So I don't think putting him fourth in the league is ranking him highly. And the reason I would have him there 940 is because to me he's sort of a finished product already. Right? He's not something that Miami has failed to develop quarterbacks at all. Quarterbacks have actually gone to Miami and gotten worse, which is really a disgrace, but it was true under Rick and it's been true under this staff. They have failed to develop quarterbacks, period. The good news for Derek King is much of his development has already taken place. But that's also why he's not, higher. Because there is some truth to that issue. Gerb says, Walt, praise be, you're back. Well, we found some details on the Dak Prescott contract. It's the fifth year holding him up. He wants $35 million for 4 years and $45 million for the fifth. Glad you're back. Yeah, Gerb, actually, we knew that a long time ago, that it was that fifth year that was the holdup. And again, if I was Dak Prescott, I would just take my money. I would be happy because, to me, he's actually overpaid. Now, look, to be fair to him, we're going to get to some NFL quarterback later because Jason Lock and Fora came out with an article with tiers of quarterbacks. I want to talk about that as well. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But, Prescott's defense. The NFL's been overpaying for quarterbacks forever. It's not like he's the first one. I mean, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, Andy Dalton, Kirk Cousins. I mean, the hits go on and on. Guys who have been vastly overpaid. I mean, guys have been turned into $100 million men who basically aren't any good. So this isn't a Dak Prescott issue. And I think we need to be careful about that element of it. And I'm not saying Jerm is saying that, but I'm speaking in just general terms. Is Dak Prescott going to be overpaid at this price? Absolutely. And guess what? So are the vast majority of the rest of the guys who play that position. It's just sort of the nature of it. When you talk about quarterbacks now, you're talking, $30 million plus a year. And soon, $40 million plus a year. And those numbers just keep going up. They keep going up. Now, is there a point in a salary cap system where you can't do that? Yeah, I think we're already at that point. That's the consideration that these teams have to make, and it's going to be the challenge that Kansas City faces a year from now. What are you going to do with Patrick Mahomes? What are you going to pay him? Or is Patrick Mahomes going to sign some sort of team-friendly deal that allows them to manipulate the figures? I don't know. That's been suggested by Kansas City Chiefs Chad, but we'll see. If not, this is why this is why you can't have dynasties in this era other than the Patriots. It's one of the prime reasons. You just can't do it. You can't hold teams together. Once you pay the quarterback, once the quarterback comes off his rookie deal and you have to pay him, guess what? Now you can't pay anybody else. That's the way it works. It's almost like your best chance to win a Super Bowl is when a star young quarterback is on a rookie deal. When he comes off that rookie deal and you have to pay him top flight money, well, now you can't pay anybody else. So, you know, that's the dilemma. Texas said, I think you may be selling Chase Bryce a little short. Yes, it's hard to transfer, and no spring doesn't help. But compare him to Daniel Jones, not exactly accurate. Chase, a winner, has an it factor. Jones doesn't even come close to him. I don't agree with a single word of that. I'm sorry. Daniel Jones is light years better than Chase Bryce. I'm sorry. If you believe that, there's nothing I can do. Okay? This is not anything against Chase Bryce. Daniel Jones is light years more talented than Chase Bryce. Light years. Bigger, stronger, better athlete, all those things. That's not selling Chase Bryce short. This guy was the sixth pick of the draft. Chase Bryce is never going to be the sixth pick of the draft. That's not selling him short. How is that selling him short? It's dealing with reality. I mean, Hunter Johnson can't even get on the field at Northwestern. And he was a five-star guy. No, saying that Chase Bryce isn't Daniel Jones isn't selling Chase Bryce short. I mean, you're actually writing me telling me that Chase Bryce is a better player than Daniel Jones? Because that's not true. No offense, that's just not true. Daniel Jones was the sixth pick in the draft. Now, do I think he should have been six? No. You know, I think he was a late round one, top of round two type guy. But he's 6'5", and he's a really good athlete. And he played pretty well last year in the National Football League. That has nothing to do with selling Chase short. It has to do with the notion that I don't trust that offense. I don't trust David Cutcliffe anymore. The stuff about him being a quarterback whisperer. Well, he whispered Daniel Jones into a 58% completion mark. That's what he whispered. He whispered Daniel Jones into a 58%. David Cutcliffe turned the number six pick in the draft into a 58% passer. That's my point. So if Daniel Jones couldn't produce at all, why would we expect Chase Bryce to go to a new system and do something significantly better than Daniel Jones did? I just, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. So again, I don't think in comparing him to a Daniel Jones that I'm selling him short. I mean, there's a reason the NFL team thought Daniel Jones was the sixth pick or drafted him or spent the sixth pick on him. And again, my point overall is the Duke program's in decline. I mean, I think they still have some pieces defensively, but David Cutcliffe appears to be heading down the stretch run. And I think that's been obvious the last couple of years. They've not looked good at all for some period of time now. And so I don't expect a resurrection. I think they're heading in the opposite direction. You know, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm not overly optimistic about that situation. I heard Lincoln and Reichle, Ramona. Lincoln was cheating on us, Ramona.
What?
I heard Lincoln earlier today. Lincoln was cheating on us.
Well, they're on now.
I'm sorry? Yeah,
they're
I see
both
him.
On hold now.
Yeah,
he
I see
was
it.
Cheating on you? He called yeah. somewhere else?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But I think they had a top 10 quarterback list. I only heard one or two names on it. I didn't hear the whole list. So maybe we'll let them run that back for us. Before we do, I want to touch on my SEC list too. And we'll see whether I have any recollection of that list. And of course, some things have changed, which is why I don't know if it was inclusive. Again, I think that Costello had made his decision before then. I believe that's right from a time frame standpoint. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. We learned yesterday that Joe's has reopened. I think it's a limited basis still. I don't know how it works, but the restaurant has actually reopened. You can go there. You can sit in now. You can dine in. You can also get takeout, obviously. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot melted cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, trust me. You eat those garlic knots with that marinara sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. You might decide just to eat those. I'm telling you, Ramona.
Yes.
If I don't have the garlic knots, yeah, I mean, you can make a meal just of that. But you'll want more. The problem is at Joe's is that your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And I guarantee
that happens to me when I go.
Yeah, you're going to be taking food home with you. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, the appetizers, pepperoni twist, meatballs and marinara, meatball sliders. There's so many options. Entrees, Taste of Italy, a sample platter, chicken parm, authentic lasagna you can't get anywhere else at Clemson. Award-winning pizza pies. The desserts are all homemade. The only thing they don't make there is the cheesecake, which they get from the Carnegie Deli. And that's the finest cheesecake known to mankind. Trust me when I tell you, bring the kiddies, bring the neighbors, get to Joe's New York Pizza. You may have to sit away from each other. I don't know. Get to Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Trust me, you'll thank me later. And the Seneca location. And, of course, takeout available as well. But the dining rooms have opened. And again, you'll have to go. And I think there's spacing in the seating or something of that sort. But the dining rooms have reopened as well. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, and Seneca. Two locations. Go see them. All right. Lincoln and Reichle when we get back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers. And I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership started only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymale.com.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform from minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest of technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
Walt Tipchula, Red Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to Lincoln and then Reichle, and you can get in. You know, people, during this entire pandemic reign, you people have been terrific in terms of your contribution to the show. A lot of smart texts. I got one that wasn't so smart today, but a lot of smart texts. In fact, the text line has been great, except for yesterday. It's not your fault. We didn't have access to it. I don't know what happened. But it's back up and running at 3 today. So you're welcome to get in that method if you want. But the phone lines have been terrific during the entire pandemic. You people have lit them all up. We're all jammed up yesterday. Keep it coming. That's what we're talking about. We're counting this thing down together. We get closer and closer to football season. You people are all a big part of the show. Even when I don't like your text, you're a big part of the show. Besides, I get over things in 3 minutes. Lincoln.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Lincoln. How are you?
I'm doing good. So today, I guess I'll go ahead and give you the top 10 quarterback list first. And then me and Reichle were going to hit you with a little tag team. So I was going to do coaches on the hot seat, and he's going to give you coaches on the rise.
Okay. All right. I like it.
So our quarterback list, number one is Trevor Lawrence. Number two is Justin Fields. Number three, we went to the FCS with Trey Lance.
Yeah. So far, so good.
And then we have Tanner Morgan at 4.
Woo. You know, that's lofty for Tanner Morgan, but Morgan had an incredible season last year. I think way better than people realize. I mean, what he did at Minnesota was truly unbelievable. Might be a little high, but not bad.
I think our next one's a little high, too. Jamie Newman at number 5.
I don't think he is high. I think that's right where he belongs. He's right in that range. You know, there are question marks, obviously, because he is entering a new system. We don't really know whether to trust Kirby Smart and company with whether they're really going to open things up like LSU did or whether they're going to look the same, especially given the fact they don't have a spring. Those would be the questions I have. It would be more the supporting cast and the system. The player is a potential round one draft pick, so I have no problem with the player being at five with Jamie Newman. That's the range he belongs in.
Okay. And then number six is Ian Book. We kind of went a little rogue here with number seven.
I'm not buying six, guys. I don't think Ian Book's the top 10 quarterback. I think Ian Book has really limited ability. I think he's a tough little guy who's a decent college quarterback. And again, he's going to be a college quarterback, so that's what you want. But I'm a little worried about him. I'm a little worried that he loses his two top weapons in Cole Kmet and Chase Claypool. I don't think that's to his benefit. I don't see him from a talent standpoint in this range as a quarterback. So I wouldn't have Ian Book in the top 10 at all. But
number seven is Brock Purdy.
Okay. Brock Purdy's a good player. Tough kid. Little like Sam Ellinger. Probably a better passer than Ellinger. Ellinger probably a little better runner than Purdy. But similar guys, similar physical makeup. I'm fine with Purdy.
Number eight is Sam Ellinger.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you could argue Ellinger versus Purdy all day long. I think they're comparable guys.
And then number nine is Kyle Trask, and number 10 is Sam Howell.
Yeah, I don't think Howell is high enough, and I think Trask is too high. Although, again, you get in this question of, are you talking about how productive he'll be as a college player versus his talent? Like, I don't see Kyle Trask as an NFL quarterback at all. Despite his 6'5 height, he has a extremely pedestrian arm, 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best for me. Sort of a wet noodle arm, but he knows his limitations and he plays to his limitations. I think there are some guys that should be on your list that aren't. I think Slovis of Southern California is a guy who could win the Heisman Trophy. In a 3-game stretch at the end of last year, he threw for almost 1,500 yards. I think that Costello of Mississippi State should probably be on the list. I think Bo Nix of Auburn should probably be on the list. I think all three of those guys are going to be amongst the best quarterbacks in the country. But I think it's a good list. It's well done.
We have Bo Nix, then we changed him out with Sam Howell.
Well, I think both those guys have to be on it. Howell had an unbelievable freshman year, and considering he has everybody back around him. I mean, he has 2,000-yard receivers returning. Sam Howell is going to have, there's not going to be any sophomore slump. You know, frequently sophomore slumps have more to do with the fact that people have more film to study. They become more familiar with you. There is an element of that, but I'm still not sure it's going to help anybody stop North Carolina, because not only is Howell an incredibly gifted kid, but they have 2,000-yard receivers. They have basically their top three running backs. They're going to be loaded offensively, and Howell is going to put up a big year. So I think that Howell and Nix absolutely both have to be in there. In fact, I would probably have Howell much higher. I mean, at the top of this list, you know, once you go past Trevor Lawrence and Fields, well, you have three guys at the top that I would agree with. Who is your fourth guy?
Our fourth guy was Tanner Morgan.
Yeah, I would probably have Howell above Morgan, and I would have Slovis above him as well. Because, again, I think Slovis is really going to be in the Heisman conversation at the end of the year. You know, they did lose Michael Pittman at wide receiver, but they still have a lot of weapons at wide receiver. But I like your list. It's really good work. I like it a lot better than, say, you know, when Athlons or somebody like that comes out with a list, your list will be superior to theirs. So You're way ahead of the schedule.
Appreciate it. So now on to the coaches on the hot seat. We have three. We did three. I did three coaches on the hot seat. Okay. One in which being Jim Harbaugh. And I think he's on the hot seat because I think that Michigan was more tolerant of him losing to Urban Meyer, but I don't think they're going to let him lose to Ryan Day as much.
Yeah, there may be something to that, Lincoln. There may be something to that. You know, the dilemma is that Michigan has actually gotten better under Harbaugh. They just can't beat the main teams, and they're getting blown out in those games. So I don't know what you do. And if you replace him, let's say you fire him, Lincoln. Now, he's a Michigan guy. He's your all-time quarterback record holder at Michigan and a Michigan guy through and through. If you dump Harbaugh, who have you any thoughts on who you'd replace him with?
Maybe you could get Jeremy Pruitt. I think he would go to Alabama over Michigan, though.
Right. Right. And I think Jeremy Pruitt still has some work to do. I mean, I guess I wonder whether you could have a Big Ten guy move within the league and have P.J. Fleck move to Michigan from Minnesota. If Fleck continues to do what he's doing, or what he's done this year, if Fleck replicates last year's season, then he could really become a hot commodity. All right, so Harbaugh as one of your guys that you want to get rid of, or he's on your hot seat.
Also, yeah, that's correct. On the number two, Scott Frost. He has a 9-15 record at Nebraska. He's never made a bowl game, and actually had more wins his last year at UCF than he's had in his whole Nebraska career.
Yeah, Looper will like this. Look, I think Scott Frost is still going to be the long-term answer at Nebraska. I just think Nebraska is a much tougher job now that it's in the Big Ten. But you're not wrong. He better show some signs of life soon. Last year was a very disappointing year. All right, so we have two Big Ten coaches on the hot seat.
Our last one goes to the SEC. I don't think he'll be fired in the next couple of years, but I think he would be considered on the hot seat by many, and that's Derek Mason. He's made two bowls in his whole career with Vanderbilt, and he hasn't won any of them. So far this year, his recruiting class rank is 69th in the country, and he only has three-star recruits committed. And he has never had a winning record.
Yeah, you know, I think Derek Mason is a good coach and a good guy, but I think that's a really difficult job. Now, I know Franklin had some success there, but that thing ended really badly. I just wonder, you know, who wants that job? To me, that's the worst major college football job in America, the worst. I just think it's impossible to win. You're not cheating in a league where almost everybody else is to some degree. You have academic issues that limit the type of players you can bring in. You don't have the fan support. You don't have the stadium. That's a really bad job in my estimation. So that's the problem with that one. But you're not wrong. I like it.
Yeah,
Lincoln.
I agree.
Excellent work.
That's why I didn't think you would be person. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Well done. Yep. Let me get to the other half. Reichley. How are you today, Reichley?
I'm doing well. How about you, Walt?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm not buying I'm not buying your Ian book in the top 10, Reichley. You're not going to sneak Ian book in there, Reichley.
Well, I think that Ian book has probably, I think, and I am a Notre Dame fan, the best offensive line in all of college football with five returning starters.
Okay.
And three of them redshirts, two of them redshirt seniors, and Liam Eichenberg and Robert Hainsey. So that's kind of why I think, and
all
then
right.
We'll have a better running game this year. But either way, I should probably get on the coaches. So I got the fun job with the coaches on the rise. And the first coach that we have is Jeremy Pruitt out of Tennessee. So I think that he's on the rise. But I also think that the main reason why I think he's on the rise is not as much what he's done so far, but now having the number two recruiting class in the 2021 class. I'm sure that won't stay, but that right now it looks really impressive.
Okay, yeah, it's fair.
And then the next coach we have, we move to the ACC, and a Clemson future rival in Scott Satterfield. I think that he is going to do really well, especially with his track record at App State. It looks like he'll succeed.
You know, that's a really good point, right, Clay? And on Satterfield, you know, it's interesting, Ramona, because do you remember when I said like a week ago that I was wrong about Mac Brown, that I've been right about some of these situations, but I was wrong about Mac Brown. I thought the old man was tired and done when he was at Texas. I watched it. I watched that program fade into nothingness while he was there. I just didn't think he still had the juice in him, and I admitted that I was wrong in that regard. But, you know, the thing that occurred to me today is that the guy I actually thought North Carolina should have hired was Satterfield. So, you know, I was wrong about Brown, but if you could have Satterfield at North Carolina, would you still take him over Brown? And I don't know the answer to that. I think that perhaps, especially if you're thinking about long term, but I'm buying that, Reichle. I'm buying Scott Satterfield as a riser.
Yeah, I think that Scott Satterfield is the better choice at Louisville than at North Carolina, because I think North Carolina, they needed more of a, like almost, a voice that was older and had because recruiting at North Carolina is really tough, with having to recruit with Duke and Wake Forest and then Clemson and South Carolina down there, rather than in Louisville where you just have Kentucky in the state.
If Mac Brown is actually a long-term solution or a short-term fix, whereas Satterfield would be a long would probably be a long-term fix. All right, give me your third one because we're going to run out of time.
Okay, so we have Lane Kiffin. So a little bit controversial.
Lane Kiffin's your third riser?
Well, he did well in his first year at Florida Atlantic, then did a little bit worse, and then went on the rise. And then I think with the competition between him and
because
Mike Leach.
Because he had Briles as his OC. Reichle, great job. I got to go. I got to run. Top of the hour.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation.